morning, and thank you for standing by. All participants will be able to listen only until the question and answer session of today's conference. If you would like to ask a question at that time, please press star then one on your touch-tone phone and record your first and last name. Today's conference is being recorded. If anyone has any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the conference over to your first speaker, Mr. Ken Donnelly. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Ken Donnelly. I'm with the Maximo team, and I'm part of the Strategy and Product Management Group. I'm also the industry lead for transportation, and I also cover aerospace and defense. If you move to slide 2, you'll see that I'll be speaking about a few things. I'm going to start with an overview of our Asset Configuration Manager product, talk about some investments IBM has made into the aviation industry to help support that. But this also helps other industries that support use the asset configuration management solution. And then talk about some challenges and positioning with the Maximo ACM product. I'm also going to talk about the product portfolio, what are the various products we have in the Maximo suite, and a bit about packaging and pricing models, how we package the solution, and the different ways we price it. After that, I'll turn it over to Rob Powell. Rob's going to give you an update on what's new in the latest version of Maximo Asset Configuration Manager 7.1.1. And that will be released in December, and Rob's going to talk about that. Following that, we'll have some time for questions. So let's move to slide number 3. Now, a little bit of background on Maximo Asset Configuration Manager. It's a core module to support complex assets, typically for environments where they describe it as maintenance, repair, and overhaul. And this is often aviation. We're going to talk about some specific examples of that on slide 6. But in this case, we're looking at assets like locomotives, like aircraft. And what ACM does is it adds additional capabilities to the IBM Maximo Asset Management solution, and also our industry solutions like Maximo for Transportation. So it adds capabilities on top of that. Now, the way we received this solution, it was originally acquired as a product called Raptor, and occasionally you hear that Raptor name, and we tend to associate the Raptor name with the original product. And there's one or two customers still using that product, and they'll be upgrading to version 7 soon. But we acquired that back in 2004, and the product was developed to support the United States Air Force Integrated Maintenance Depot System, and this was focused around the F-22 aircraft, which was called the Raptor, and that's where the Raptor name came from. We've since phased that Raptor name out, so now we only call it Maximo Asset Configuration Manager, and we released it as an add-on module to Maximo 6.2 back in 2007, and last December we released it on the Maximo 7.1 platform, adding a few additional capabilities, but primarily transitioning it from the version 6 to the version 7 platform. We had some significant sales growth in 2008, and this was due to our ability to leverage the IBM sales and delivery team. So we spent a lot of time going out and creating interest and helping the sales team understand how to position the product, how it can be used, and as a result, we won a lot of deals. We've got a very strong pipeline for this year and going into next year. And our development strategy right now is to grow the aviation MRO capabilities while continuing to support other segments like aerospace, defense, rail, and telco, where we've had a lot of success already. Move to slide number 4. Now, on slide number 4, we're going to talk a little bit about challenges in messaging. I'm not going to go into great detail. There's some excellent presentations, both in training and also for customer-facing presentations that talk about pains and help you understand how to engage those decision makers. But very briefly, the pains increase asset reliability and utilization. This is a common theme within all of transportation, and Asset Configuration Manager helps support that. It also helps you manage the impact of service bulletins and airworthiness directives. Now, these are things that someone managing an aircraft would have, specifically with airlines. So as changes occur, they need to understand how that impacts their fleet so they don't have to ground all their aircraft if only a few of their aircraft were affected. By having the right information using the Asset Configuration Manager product, they can identify which assets need to be grounded and avoid having to ground a large number of them. Just take those out of service and then come up with a plan to modify those so they can take care of any problems that occurred. It also helps support regulatory audits with investigation organizations like the Federal Aviation Administration or the CAA. So having a lot of the data necessary to support an audit is challenging for an organization. Often it's paper-based. We've got that all electronic in ACM, so it's a very good fit for that. Being able to track as designed is to as-built configurations. The aircraft's going to, I'm going to use an aircraft in general as an example, but again, this will apply to locomotives and other types of assets. An aircraft is going to be designed a certain way. We're going to track the configuration of that design, but as it goes out in the field, it's been modified, it's been maintained, so it'll have an as-built configuration and may have an as-modified or an as-maintained configuration. You'll be able to compare all of those things. We eliminate data islands. All the data is in one place. We increase warranty recovery. We've got all the right information to do warranties. And we are able to capture all the actual asset costs. There's a lot of information that needs to be captured to really understand what the cost of repair is, all the way down to the materials, the labor, the services, the tooling. Being able to capture all that is very important to really understand what the cost of each maintenance activity is and then compare it from shop to shop or activity to activity. And finally, be able to reduce inventory costs, especially with assets that ACM is going to manage, aircraft, locomotives. Those organizations carry a very large amount of inventory. If they can reduce that inventory cost, it can have a significant impact on their bottom line. Now, when we're engaging decision makers, we're going to leverage the ISM story. We're going to IBM Service Management story. We're going to look at configuration management, service management capabilities to support all types of aircraft, engines, and components. We're going to leverage the IBM portfolio, which offers other solutions. We're going to focus around the regulatory compliance, that's those audits and service bulletins and things like that, help them reduce record management, better prepare them for audits. And we've got some great customer references with Rolls-Royce and Delta Airlines and their Compass Airlines division. And with the customers we signed last year, we should be getting some additional references online. Slide number five. IBM has invested heavily in acquiring solutions that really provide value to MRO-type organizations, maintenance, repair, and overhaul-type organizations. Some of these specifically are the Maximo software that was acquired in 2006 when we acquired the MRO software organization. Cognos is heavily used by MRO organizations. It was acquired in 2008. FileNet, if you're developing your own manuals or maintaining those and you need to do content management, release management, FileNet's a great tool for that. We have an IBM product called MD, Technical Document Management Delivery Solution. This worked with a partner called Enigma. So that helps organizations like airlines that get regular updates of their manuals, and they also want to create things like task card solutions. So they, for task cards, they can use this product and also for that those manual updates. Dios is a product that our GBS team offers. It's for dynamic inventory and optimization. We also have some planning and scheduling capabilities through the iLog solution. We're adding some planning and scheduling capabilities within Maximo. We've leveraged some of the iLog capabilities, and we're doing some specific things around ACM that Rob's going to talk about. And then on slide number six, we look at the business models. Who are the organizations we're targeting with our solutions? The first is the internal MRO organization, so like an airline or a railroad, a shipping organization. These are typically travel and transportation organizations. They're going to use it for maintenance, repair, and overhaul. They have high regulatory requirements, and they need strong configuration management. So this is a good solution to help them. We're also targeting organizations that focus on service lifecycle management. And these are often original equipment manufacturers, like a Rolls-Royce. They've got an SLM program, an aftermarket care program. They typically are overhauling the assets and components for other organizations. So Rolls-Royce manages, I think it's around 54,000 engines for airlines around the world. They require EAM capabilities, configuration management, as well as service management. So our suite of Maximo products fits this kind of organization very well, and we actually have a bit of an advantage over our competitors here because typically they don't offer a service management component. And then finally, for outsourced MRO, and this can be in rail, aviation, or shipping, these are organizations that do maintenance, repair, and overhaul services for others. And sometimes that's the airline themselves. They're doing it as a division of the airline or maybe within the corporation, but they're maintaining aircraft or doing overhauls for their own airline as well as for other airlines. Might also be third-party maintainers, independent organizations that do that. They're looking at overhaul and maintenance of assets and components. They require enterprise asset management, configuration management, and service management, very much like the OEMs, same solution set. And they, we're finding that even though there's been a bit of an economic downturn, especially in the aviation or airline industry, these organizations see MRO or EAM as a core need for their organization. If they can't do maintenance, they're not going to make money. So if they have a good solution that helps them do that, they'll invest in that. Slide number 7 looks at the IBM portfolio and how it compares to aviation MRO. Now, we could do a similar one for rail. It would probably look a lot the same, and we could probably do it for other organizations. But since aviation is a high user of this application, we wanted to use aviation as an example. So they've got things like service management, maintenance engineering, maintenance planning, maintenance operations, and parts and tool management. Now, in a lot of cases, with our standard Maximo solutions, we're looking at maintenance planning, maintenance operations, sometimes service management, and certainly parts and tool management. But with our asset configuration management solution, we can also support that maintenance engineering function. So we've got our service provider solution to help service management. We've got the ACM product along with Maximo for transportation to support the rest of the processes. And then in addition, we've got the TDMD solution. We've got iLog and Dios to help with the engineering planning operations and part tool management. And finally, Cognos provides great business intelligence reporting across all those processes. Slide number 8, we're looking at our asset management product family. So we've got all of our solutions laid out by general solutions, industry solutions, add-ons, and options. And our general solutions, that's where we have our core Maximo asset management solution. We've also got a product called Essentials, not really applicable here, and Tivoli Asset Management for IT. Again, something we wouldn't match our ACM product with. We've got our industry solutions, government, nuclear power, transportation, life sciences, oil and gas utilities. In this case, we're probably only going to match ACM up with transportation. On our add-on solutions, that's where we've got our asset configuration manager. We've also got products like calibration, linear asset manager, SLA manager, asset navigator, change and corrective action, service provider spatial. You'd also see scheduler, the new scheduler solution here. And then we've got some additional options like our mobile solutions, our ERP adapters, adapters for project solutions. Asset Configuration Manager can work with all these, but again, we're probably going to match it up with Maximo Asset Management. We're probably going to use it in a lot of cases with Maximo for transportation as an industry solution. We might also use calibration or scheduler with this. This is where it fits in the Maximo portfolio. And then moving to slide number 9, let's talk a little bit about pricing. Now, Maximo Asset Configuration Manager, again, is an add-on solution. So it's something that you pay for or buy in addition to Maximo Asset Management or one of the industry solutions like transportation. And you can buy it in two methods. One is asset-based. Asset-based pricing is intended for companies or organizations that are operating assets such as aircraft or locomotives. So think of airlines or a railway or railroad. We would typically offer asset-based pricing to these organizations because the cost per asset helps them understand and tie back the value, understand what their cost will be, tied back the value, easy to count the number of assets. It may be more difficult for them to understand who exactly is going to use this this solution. So it's easier to tie it to assets in those cases. And often those organizations, especially airlines, are thinking in terms of assets, not necessarily users. Now, there's also a user-based model. User-based pricing is intended for organizations or companies who are only performing maintenance or overhaul, such as original equipment manufacturers, third-party maintainers, other service companies. Again, this may be an airline division. User-based pricing fits best when you don't have a specific number of assets and you're not operating the assets. So an organization like Rolls-Royce that's only doing engines, trying to tie a number to the number of engines is very difficult. It's a lot easier to just use user-based pricing. So we offer a combination of those that fits the needs of that organization. This is offered in Passport Advantage. It's also offered in FCT. So depending on which of those pricing models you use, you can find Asset Configuration Manager there. Typically, we find that someone that's doing a new proposal for Asset Configuration Manager will have questions. It's not priced the same. The price itself is fairly significant, but it offers a tremendous amount of value. So there's a direct connection between the cost of the product and the value it delivers. But because of that, it's often challenging for someone that's doing a new proposal with Asset Configuration Manager. So please, if you do have questions, contact me, Ken Donnelly, and I'll be glad to help you understand when to use asset-based, when to use user-based, how to figure out how many assets or users that the organization has, and how the pricing model should be developed. And in some cases, we've got a price, an asset-based price that might fit very well for a large aircraft, but it may not have the same, the price may be a little bit too high for something like a locomotive or a small aircraft. And I can help work through that and help you understand how we might do that on a special bid. So if you have questions, feel free to contact me. And with that, I think I'm going to go to slide number 10 and turn it over to Rob to talk about the 7-1-1 overview.
That's great. Thanks so much, Ken. Okay, good afternoon, everybody, or good morning. My name is Rob Powell, and I'm the lead architect for the Maximo ACM solution. And I'm going to spend maybe sort of 30 minutes just taking you through the new release that's scheduled to come out at the end of December, around December the 18th, in fact. And I'm just having a slight problem just getting my my slide deck to display for some reason. So just give me one second. Yeah. Right. Okay. The theme for this release of 7.1, as Ken has mentioned, is actually service lifecycle management. And the next slide just takes you through the evolution of service lifecycle management. And really, it's all around the concept of being able to understand in much more detail the performance of assets whilst they're in service. And this is very important to a lot of organizations who are supporting assets in the aftermarket, and and how this came around as organizations started to find that there was significant revenue to be gained from actually providing services to clients around assets in terms of making them more available and more reliable and having contracts to actually support that. And it evolved from trying to understand the performance of assets in service, and typically this would have started with small groups of people having local knowledge, understanding about events that occur to the assets, but it's very difficult to actually use that information to make improvements to the service that was being delivered. So over a period of time, different methods were used to capture that information, whether it was Excel, spreadsheets, access databases, and so on. And then back in, say, probably 5-10 years ago, organizations would have been developing bespoke IT systems to actually manage this type of information, because there wasn't really any form of commercially available system available that had all of the capability to support this type of activity. And so where we've sort of moved to is to providing a commercially available off-the-shelf tool that can support service lifecycle management. And so this is the theme that's running through the 7.1.1 release. We've introduced a number of capabilities to actually support that capability. And there are significant benefits to be gained from organizations such as Ken described, OEMs and large asset operators who are managing high-cost assets, highly complex, operating in sort of safety-critical and highly regulated environments, to be able to understand in detail the performance of the assets and to be able to increase reliability and availability and therefore to maximize their service contracts. But typically, these contracts will be generating revenue for all the time that the assets, whether it's an aircraft, an engine, or a locomotive, are actually in service. As soon as they become unserviceable, so they're removed from sort of revenue generation services, then that starts costing the service provider money to actually repair them, get them back into service, and so on. It also is significant in that this type of information can then be used to improve the design behind these assets, and therefore that in itself can make them more reliable and give a higher availability rate. Okay, so just moving on to slide 12. This is just a slide is designed to show the concept behind the add-on solution. It's exactly the same as the Maximo industry solutions, whereby at the core there is the Maximo asset management capability, and when an industry solution or an add-on solution is added to that, we actually extend business classes, add new business classes in a seamless way, so that an organization has this additional capability that is specific for the industry needs. And then also wrapping around that would be the typical client configuration, where they maybe change the layout of certain applications or clone applications and so on. And all of the applications shown around the outside of this sort of donut type image, the ones on the left of the screen, the ones in the light blue color, those are all the existing applications that are available in Maximo 7.1. And these are really the core ACM applications that we took from the Raptor product that Ken mentioned during his introduction and overview. So what these enable users to do is to create models, which is a template, if you like, of an asset configuration. And this is what the asset could like when it's actually in the form of a physical asset. And this is made up of a number of other attributes which are managed within the other applications. And this includes planned maintenance, which is an extension of the standard Maximo preventative maintenance applications. Within the assets application, specifically for CM, there's some significant capability in terms of viewing an asset's configuration in terms of its hierarchical configuration in service at any point in time during that service. The technical logs are really are the method for introducing design changes, Ken mentioned airworthiness directives and service bulletins in the airline sector, but the technical records can be used for any form of design change when the asset's actually in service to identify the impact and the effectivity of the change. Logs is all around a technical log related to the asset. So this could either be a driver's log for a locomotive and train or a flight log for within an aviation environment. Finally, work management. We've extended the capability of the standard Maximo work management to include a number of configuration management characteristics and some other functions to defer maintenance and to create work packages. So those are the standard existing applications. And the 7.1.1 release is shown on the, pretty much the right-hand side and bottom in the light yellow color. And all of these applications, they actually include a number of sub-applications as well. And I'll go on in the next slide to actually show you the changes in the number of applications between the current release and the release for December. So just looking, and I'll just briefly describe the capability of these applications. Events management is really at the heart of the service life cycle management, and this is where any event that occurs to an asset whilst it is in service is recorded. And this is really, when an asset is in service and there's some event occurs to it, whether it's a failure or scheduled maintenance, then typically there would be a work order associated with it. This actually goes beyond what you would normally record as part of a work order management capability. Work management is really designed to get the asset back into service, to carry out whatever work is required, whereas the events management records a lot of detail behind the sort of the symptoms and the causes of the event. And this one of the really important things for the industry that ACM is designed for is being able to understand that when an event occurred on an asset, what was the configuration of the asset at that date and time? Because this information may be recorded retrospectively. So it's very important to understand that, you know, 1 week ago, what was the configuration of the aircraft or of the locomotive, and then being able to record the information based on that particular date and time, which will include what was the meter readings or the life usage readings at that point in time. So events management is a quite a big application. It's made up of several sub-tabs, and it's really, as I say, at the heart of the service lifecycle management capability. But to actually support that events management, we have another a range of applications designed to work with the events management. Fleet management, for example, is the ability to define a fleet of assets, whether aircraft or engines or whatever they may be, based on its a number of attributes associated with the asset, which could be its model and its variation of that model. The asset attributes, and an attribute is a new application we're introducing in ACM, which enables attributes to be associated with an asset and then used in fleet management to define the fleet, where an asset attribute could be the operator, the leaseholder, the owner, the color. It could be anything that you can associate with an asset. And this information is used to define what a fleet actually looks like. And then fleet management is then used within events management, but also for recording life usage, so flight hours, cycles, miles travelled by a train, and so on. We can then use that information based on the fleet to record the life usage information. The CMDVL application has been designed to enable a large number of records to be filtered based on their characteristics. So, for instance, if you have a failure of a aircraft engine, for instance, an aircraft engine is made up of many thousands of components, and each component will have a number of possible finding codes associated with that component. So a typical aircraft engine could have 10,000, 15,000 different binding codes. So it's very important to be able to associate those codes down to an item level, so that when a user has to choose the correct finding based on the part that is subject to the event, to be able to filter down that list of many thousands just to maybe three or four that could be applicable to that particular part. And this capability can be used for many other different types of categories as well. Okay, so that's really a few of the applications that are going to make up the service lifecycle management capability. We're also introducing some other capability around inventory and procurement. The previous release of ACM didn't really have the capability to define the CM characteristics in terms of both inventory and also procurement. So we've extended some of the existing applications, so item master and inventory, and also the procurement applications, so purchase requisitions, purchase orders, issues and transfers, and so on, to be able to record certain configuration management characteristics. We also have a new application called Capability, which is designed to define particular capabilities, where a capability is the ability of an organization or of a vendor to perform certain activities. And certainly in the aviation sector, this is a certified process whereby it's a very important aspect of when you procure parts or services, that whoever you're procuring them from has the capability to either perform the service or to provide the parts. So this is something that's been driven by our aviation clients to be able to define capabilities and then associate those with maintenance locations or with vendors, and then for that to be viewed against the procurement requirements. So again, we've extended some of the existing applications to use this capability application that's been developed. And finally, on maintenance planning, we've, again, driven by both rail and by aviation, is the ability to actually plan maintenance based on PMs as opposed to based on work orders, so that you can package work together based on PMs and put that into a package which can then be generated into work orders at the point at which there's a degree of confidence that the asset that you think is going to come into the maintenance location does actually arrive. Because when you're dealing with aircraft and with locomotives, because they are, of course, mobile, then they don't necessarily appear at the point at which the maintenance has been planned to take place. Because of operational problems, they could be at the wrong location. So you have to have a lot of flexibility in terms of carrying out maintenance planning. So this is an area where we've developed some capability. And also, in addition to that, some forecasting capability based on a fleet. So again, this is tying in with the fleet management. So being able to look at a fleet and to understand what its utilization is across a certain period. So in other words, how many miles is it traveling a week? How many flight hours is it taking place a year? Whatever those variables are. And then be able to understand during that period, based on that utilization, what the maintenance requirements will be. And this is really just to give a rough cut sort of forecasting against those capabilities. Okay, so just move to slide 13. And this just is more of a view on the changes between 7.1, which is on the left of this slide, where we have the existing applications. And so we're going actually from 8 applications to a total of 32 CM applications. So you can see the center there. That's all of the new applications. So this isn't where we're cloning existing applications. These are brand new applications within within ACM. And really the first, about the first nine of those, so one to nine is really based on the service lifecycle management capability. And then the from 10 through to 12 is on the either the maintenance planning, the capability and maintenance locations. We've also at number 13, it's not really an application, but previously we haven't had any specific reports for ACM. So now in this release we're introducing, I think it's going to be five sort of generic CM reports that will look at a range of CM capabilities, so trying to understand the sort of configuration status of an asset and so on. And on the right-hand side, we have the 11 enhanced applications. So this is where we're extending existing Maximo applications and adding some CM capabilities to those. Just at the bottom there, we have some enhanced functions being introduced. For those of you who are familiar with ACM, we have a hierarchical view of assets within ACM, which is called the V-tree, and we've made some significant changes to the V-tree. And also for meters, ACM in previous releases has only been able to record delta meter readings. In this release, we'll be able to record hard counts, so that's the actual meter reading at any point in time. So there are two significant enhancements to the capability. Okay, just moving to slide 14. This is really just designed to give a bit of a sort of overview on the concept behind ACM for those of you who aren't familiar with it. And it's really, ACM is made of two sides. At the top of the slide, you have reference data. And this is where the organization has to define the data that's going to be used to define the models, which are, as I say, like the templates of what will be the assets. So this is really the could build configuration, as it's known. And within the model, you have to define the positions, the items, which are the parts associated into particular positions, what the maintenance program is. This is the preventive maintenance program. What the configuration rules are, and this is very important to ACM, where the rules actually define the relationship between positions and items and maintenance program and the effectivity of those items. And configuration rules can be reasonably complex in terms of defining relationships between parts across the model hierarchy. And also defining what meters are used against the models and against the maintenance program and so on. So on the opposite side to the reference data is the operational data, and this is the physical assets that are created, which is based on the reference data. So these are typically serialized components, aircraft and engines, and so on. And over time, components, assets, child assets will be removed and installed into the aircraft or into the engine or the locomotive. Scheduled and unscheduled maintenance will be carried out. Technical records will take place against the assets. So this is design changes, which takes place in service, and also life usage will be recorded, which is the meters being recorded against the asset. And all of this takes place just at the very bottom graphic here. All of this takes place in a very sort of dynamic, volatile operational environment, or it certainly can do, particularly in aviation. Particularly in defense as well, where you have aircraft operating away from their home base very frequently. So things happen out of sequence, and you have to be able to calculate what the life is of an asset at any point in time and make recordings against that to ensure that you have a robust configuration management system. And what sits in between the reference and the operational data is a process which actually validates the operational data against the reference data. So it compares the asset, the operational asset, against the reference data. So making sure that it's in a valid configuration, and then if it isn't in a valid configuration, to actually identify that, clearly so that action can be taken to correct whatever the invalid condition is. And the what's used to do this is what we call the build data interpreter, which is an action that can be either automatically or manually run against the asset or the asset assembly to be able to identify these invalid conditions. The other, finally, just on active accounting, this is a unique capability to ACM, I believe, as a differentiator against our competitors. I think we're leading in this respect. And this is really all around being able to calculate the life of the assets at any point in time. And this is a dynamic capability and, you know, demonstrated well to prospects. It's normally, you know, very impressive the way that we can actually look at how life is calculated and go back in time to see configuration of the asset and so on. So moving on to slide 15, just very quickly, this is just a screenshot of a start center. I wouldn't necessarily suggest that this would be a good thing to show a client, but it does show all of the CM applications. And this is just split down into the, on the left-hand quadrant, the original CM applications, on the right-hand upper, the service lifecycle management applications, beneath that, inventory and procurement, and to the left of that, the forecasting and planning applications. Okay, so the time's moving on, so I'll move on also. The slide 16, I'm just really just giving you some examples of the look and feel of Maximo ACM. This is the what we call the asset status view. It's actually just the list tab in Maximo Asset CM. And this is just showing a very sort of simple number of assets. And this differences in the color is actually generated by this BDI process that I mentioned earlier, where the assets are being validated against their reference data, against the model, all of the CM rules and so on. And the colors here indicate the condition of the asset. And again, this is all automated, and this isn't available in standard Maximo. This is only available as part of ACM, where the sort of black text is indicates a valid asset. The amber text indicates it's a pending invalid condition. What that typically means is that either there's some open work against the asset, or there is some maintenance that is about to become due, and it's gone past its alert point. And so at that point, it actually goes to an amber color. And then the red text indicates that it's an invalid condition. So for some reason, this asset is invalid, and it could be that it's got the wrong part fitted into a particular position. It could be that some maintenance is overdue. And so this is very important in terms of an asset manager or fleet manager being able to view the being able to view the assets and to understand their condition. So if you are managing a fleet of assets, you'd be able to clearly see exactly what the condition of the assets was, and if you were having to allocate your assets to operational activities, obviously the ones that are either amber or red, you would pay particular attention to understand what the condition is. Okay, so if you just move to the next slide. And here I'm just showing, I've selected an asset, and it's just showing its expanded view. And so this is what we call the V-tree, and this shows, again, using the color coding, the status of the assets within the hierarchy. And, of course, the color coding applies the same within the asset view as it does to the list view. So where you have a red condition, you have an invalid condition, and so on. And all of the sub-tabs you can see along the bottom relate to the asset that is actually selected within the V-tree. So that all indicates the either the life, the maintenance history, the position history, the child history associated with that particular asset. And this is all dynamic capability. And if you notice in the top right-hand corner, there's an as-of date. And that that as-of date, if that is changed to a previous point in history, then the vTree will change to display its configuration at a point in time. And all of the tabs along the bottom will also display the all of the attributes associated with it. Okay, now let's move on to the next slide. Okay, I think this is just showing the, and I've actually completely lost my view on my slides now, by the way, so I'm just doing this from memory. But the next slide is showing the BDI status of the asset that's been selected. And so any problems, invalid conditions or pending invalid conditions, will be shown within this BDI view. And by selecting each problem, you can actually read what the problem is associated with that particular problem. One of the reports that we're creating for this release will actually look at the BDI status, because that'll be much easier for users to go through and look at a report when you want to look at, say, a range of assets as opposed to coming to each individual asset. Okay. Ken, can I just ask, are you still on the line, Ken?
Yes, I am, Rob.
Great, thanks. I've actually lost my view on my slides. So just on the next slide, is that the dependencies now we're going on to?
Yes, we are.
Okay, thanks very much. Okay, so I think this is really the final slide from me. The dependencies for this release of ACM, it is exactly the same, and this is really the same for all of our add-on solutions and also the industry solutions, is that we do not try to make anything different in terms of dependencies from the core Maximo Asset Management application. So the only difference that we have with ACM is that we do not support SQL Server in terms of a database. We support Oracle and DB2, but SQL Server is something that we do not support. It's very important to remember for anybody who's going to be presenting to clients that we do not support SQL Server. Now, apart from that, all of the dependencies are exactly the same, as you can see on the slide.
And probably the other thing, Rob, to mention is the languages.
Yep.
Between the databases and languages, those are the things that tend to be unique between our add-on and industry solutions. And for languages, since I've got my slides up, I'll go through those.
Thanks, Ken.
We support all the Group 1 IBM languages, as well as Dutch. And in 7.1.1, we're adding some additional languages, and that'll include Arabic, Czech, Hebrew, Hungarian, Norwegian, Polish, Russian, and Swedish. So we've got quite a good fit to where we feel the opportunities are and the languages that we support. With that, we'll move to slide number 20, which is our question slide. So if there are any questions, Rob and I would be happy to take those.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star then 1 and record your first and last name. To withdraw your request, press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 and record your first and last name. One moment. First question comes from Jim Lee. You may ask your question.
Hello, Ken. This question is for Ken Donnelly. We have sometimes we have a request from the field asking about customer reference. I found that there are several customer reference in the database. My question to you is, are you working on any new customer reference right now, or if not, are you working in the future?
That's a great question, Jim. And the answer is yes. We're always working on additional references, and you're probably chuckling now because you know we always focus on that. Our challenge right now is not that we don't have references or new clients. The challenge is a solution like ACM usually takes a while to implement. So someone that purchased it last year is just coming online. So in rail, we've got clients like NedTrain and Bombardier that they're coming online now that have acted as references for us. So we've got some good rail references now, and actually Long Island Railroad has acted as a reference for us. And aviation, our strongest references are Rolls-Royce and Compass Airlines. We expect that we'll have some additional references probably in 2010 in the aerospace and defense market and with some military organizations. So we're broadening our number of references, and I think that we'll have more as time goes on. But again, it's going to take time because it takes a while for our clients to implement this, especially if they have to upgrade first. Then they've got to get to the version 7 platform, then add the ACM product. Or if it's a new client, of course, they've got the typical project activities that occur early in the project.
Thank you.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1.
Well, while we're waiting for that, I have a question that someone had asked but couldn't join. And, Rob, you might be able to answer this best. We talk about our 7.1.1 release being very focused around service lifecycle management, helping organizations that do that kind of work. How will the 7.1 release help just basic airline clients or clients that aren't doing SLM, need to manage assets like aircraft or locomotives? And you may have answered this already, but I think it's good to, be specific about how will this release also help those non-SLM clients?
Yeah, because it's, although our theme is service lifecycle management, and it is, a strong piece of sort of functional capability for organizations to adopt. We've been careful not just to focus on that, to actually be able to include some additional capability that is not directly related to the SLM. So there's areas around the fleet management, asset attributes would be powerful capabilities for any organization who are managing a large number of assets. And also the capability around fleet forecasting and maintenance planning together with the inventory and procurement additions is actually not directly related to the service lifecycle management capability, but is of general use to any client who's using ACM, so whether they're in the rail or the aviation sector. So our approach has been to be as balanced as possible because our development partners go across our sort of primary business sectors. We have Rolls-Royce as an OEM who operate both in commercial and in the defence sector. Bombardier, who are an OEM in rail, and also SNCF, who is a rail operator, one of the largest in the world. And of course, the Delta Northwest Compass Airlines is also one of our very active development partners, who has been working with us to develop some of the capability around the planning, the maintenance planning, fleet planning, and the procurement and inventory applications. So there's something there for everybody really in this next release. Obviously, service lifecycle management is the theme, but it's not the be all and end all of the release by any means.
And the one of the primary reasons we targeted that first is because we saw a greater market demand there. But again, as Rob says, it's a release that will support all those different segments that we presented earlier. And if you have opportunities with an airline or a service provider, or railroad, feel free to contact Rob and I. And our contact information is on slide number 20. Feel free to contact us, and we can help guide you and both with references, how to position the product, answer questions, and help you with things like pricing and packaging.
There are no further questions at this time.
Let me just add a few closing comments. On slide 21, there's a list of who to contact if you're not part of the Maximo team. There's a list of who the sales leaders are that you can contact and find out who the Maximo sales rep is in your region that can help support you, and also for everyone who you have in product development, strategy, product management, marketing, sales enablement, and also on the Tiger team that can help with this solution. Slide number 22 talks about or includes some links to some of our brochures, documents, other things, presentations that can help support this product. And then we've also got some good backup slides. Rob mentioned some new capabilities. We didn't have time to go into each one of those individually, but Rob has included a list of every new feature or capability that's in 711, what it is, the use case, and also the business value. So starting with slide number 25 to the end of the deck, you'll see an explanation, a little more detailed explanation of what those individual capabilities are and how you might be able to present those and how they bring value to the client. With that, I think we've used up our time. I want to thank you for your participation. And again, if you have questions, feel free to contact Rob or myself.
Thank you. This does conclude today's conference. You may disconnect at this time. Thank you.